ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Israel is preparing for a very limited ground incursion into Lebanon, according to a senior U.S. official. It comes after Hassan Nasrallah, a top Hezbollah military leader, was killed in an Israeli strike overnight. Israel's military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, talking about that strike.
Our war is not with the Lebanese people. Our war is with Hezbollah. Hezbollah, under the command of Hassan Nasrallah, chose to join the war that Hamas started. There are consequences for that decision.
More than 50 people have now been confirmed dead in 5 states after Hurricane Helene came ashore yesterday. The storm is now a post-tropical cyclone hovering over Tennessee. And in less than an hour, the SpaceX Crew 9 mission is set to blast off from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It's a mission that, if all goes according to plan, will eventually carry astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams home. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been released on his own recognizance after entering a plea of not guilty in a courthouse Friday. And now, New Yorkers are reacting. ABC's Josh Einiger has more.
His hand is caught in the cookie jar for sure. He got the crumbs on his face.
Many New Yorkers didn't hold back after the months-long drip of revelations gave way to a gusher of news.
It sounds like he got bored. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like, you know, he kind of sold us out.
And in the city council, where the mayor already had few allies, many members are already talking about removing him from office if he doesn't resign first.
Federal prosecutors accuse Adams of accepting more than $100,000 in improper benefits over nearly a decade, saying none were disclosed as required. The mayor denies the charges. And NASA is preparing to launch a SpaceX crew to the International Space Station from Cape Canaveral in Florida, this after a delay related to Hurricane Helene. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodlin Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for sunny and warm conditions for this time of year, with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, clear with areas of fog after midnight, a low of 52, and tomorrow, sunny and continued wonderful conditions with a high of 80. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 49, it's 75 degrees.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
You take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Good afternoon. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1206. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former President Donald Trump is set to make a campaign stop in a small western Wisconsin town where a Venezuelan national allegedly attacked a woman. Trump's visit to Prairie du Chien today comes as Republicans work to parlay frustration over illegal immigration into votes for Trump. Prairie du Chien police this month arrested a 26-year-old Venezuelan after a woman accused him of sexually assaulting her and attacking her daughter. Police have said the man is affiliated with the Tren de Aragua gang and was in the country illegally. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will remain on the swing state's presidential ballot. The decision from the liberal-controlled court Friday marks the latest twist in Kennedy's quest to get his name off ballots in battleground states, where the race between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris is tight. The Supreme Court upheld the ruling of a court circuit judge who said state law says candidates can be removed only if they die. Some absentee ballots have already been sent to voters. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges people to continue to take steps to prevent mosquito bites after two horses in the state tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection announced a case in Marathon County Friday and then confirmed another case in Clark County. This is evidence mosquitoes are present in the state that can spread EEE to animals and people. EEE is a rare but serious disease. One human case of EEE was reported in Wisconsin earlier this year, but they most likely acquired their infection during travel to another state. EEE virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire EEE by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread person to person, directly between animals or between animals and humans. Some people with EEE may develop fever, headache, chills, and vomiting. The illness may become severe, resulting in inflammation of the brain, disorientation, seizures, coma, or death. About 30% of people who develop severe EEE disease will die, and those who do survive often have long-term neurologic problems. Adults over 50 years old and children under 15 years old are at the greatest risk for developing severe EEE. There is no specific vaccine or treatment for EEE available for people. Since EEE is known to be circulating in Wisconsin, residents and visitors should take steps to reduce exposure to mosquitoes and eliminate mosquito breeding sites. Mosquito activity and the risk of EEE West Nile virus and other diseases spread by mosquitoes will continue into the fall until there is a hard frost. DHS encourages Wisconsinites to protect themselves against mosquito bites. A group of utilities has completed a high-voltage transmission linking Iowa and Wisconsin. American Transmission Company, Dairyland Power Cooperative, and ITC Midwest announced Friday that work on the Cardinal Hickory Creek line is done and that the line was fully energized Thursday. The line runs over 100 miles between Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. The utilities say the line will improve reliability and support renewable generation resources. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit in March seeking to prevent the line from crossing the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge. A federal appellate court cleared the way for construction in May. Credit reports are important to consumers when financial assistance is needed. A good credit score indicates to a lender that you are reliable and responsible, which makes it easier to obtain a loan. A good credit score will also make it easier to qualify for a credit card, save on interest, and get better insurance discounts, to name a few. When a report has a low score, you might be able to improve it, but do it with caution. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
If there's information on your credit report that's negative but correct, individuals could be really tempted by companies claiming that they have an easy fix. But hopefully you know not to believe that easy fixes aren't necessarily the way. You could end up being charged hundreds of dollars in illegal upfront fees, lose control of your private information, and do further harm to your credit score if you do engage with these companies. So credit repair services promoted on websites and social media often claim that they can permanently remove all negative information from your credit report and improve your credit score. They say they can create a new credit identity or hide bad credit history. But they do this using stolen Social Security numbers or convincing you to apply for an EIN or an employer identification number from the IRS under false pretenses, which could result in fines or even prison time. And so we don't want people to get messed up with all of that.
Credit repair scammers might even offer you a service that you can also receive from a reliable source.
In the best case scenarios, what we've seen is that a credit repair scammer's solution is simply to provide you with letter templates that you can send to remove that information. But those are available for people for free at different credit repair services and nonprofit organizations that assist people with this. So we don't want people to get tied up with these scammers. Real credit companies can't legally remove information from your credit report that's current and correct. Again, like I said, the Federal Trade Commission is one of those organizations where you can get letter templates online for free, but they're only going to help you remove a legitimate mistake on your credit report, not real information that tends to have a negative impact on your report.
Michelle Reinen advises you what to look out for.
Avoid any credit repair company that asks you for that payment up front, or one that warns you not to contact the credit bureaus directly, or advises you to dispute credit report information that you know is accurate. That's not going to be able to be removed when the information is true, just impacts you negatively.
Credit repair companies must explain your legal rights in a written contract that details the services they perform, the cost you'll pay, and results they guarantee, how long it will take to get them, and your 3-day right to cancel. Anything a credit repair company can do legally, you can often do yourself for little or no cost. If you are a victim of a credit repair scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov. It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 1213. Our news will continue in a moment.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. Today, the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin are being flown at half-staff, coinciding with the final alarm ceremony and silent procession at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids, which is hosted by the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial and in honor of Wisconsin Firefighters Memorial Day. The 65th annual Gaze Mills Apple Festival is being held today and tomorrow. Activities are underway, with a variety of activities being held throughout the day, including a carnival at the fairgrounds until 5 and live music at various businesses. Tomorrow will feature a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11:30, the Lions Club Flea Market from 9 to 4, the carnival from 10 to 5, and the Apple Fest Parade at 1:30. The 2024 Fire and EMS Festival is being held today at Avoca Lakeside Park. Featured at the festival is music by Donnie Razek until 2, an outdoor dart tournament at 2, a vendor market and car show until 4, music by Mitch Lau from 3 to 6, and music by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Food and refreshments are also available on the grounds. We'll be inheriting a mini-moon for a few weeks, but it's only temporary as an asteroid enters Earth's orbit. An asteroid is headed towards Earth. It's a line we've heard in the movies, and now it's appearing in news headlines. No need to panic. It's small. Scientists say it's only 32 feet long, about the size of a city bus. It'll be sucked into Earth's orbit on Sunday. A team of well-versed scientists in the study of so-called mini-moon events founded in early August and named it Asteroid 2024 PT5. It's a space rock from the Arjuna asteroid belt, which orbits very similar to that of Earth at an average distance to the Sun of about 93 million miles. Researchers say it's a part of the near-Earth asteroids and comets. In order for it to become a mini-moon, it needs to get close to Earth at about 2.8 million miles away and slow at speeds of around 2,200 miles per hour. This actually occurs so often, some researchers believe Earth always has at least one mini-moon hovering in space. Gravitational disturbances from the Sun eject these space rocks out of the Sun-centered orbit and then are essentially inherited and pulled into ours temporarily. This current event will only last from Sunday until Monday, November 25th. 57 days of a second moon, but asteroid 2024 PT5 will once again orbit Earth in 2055. Unfortunately, while this mini moon hangs around Earth, we will not be able to see it with our naked eyes. It's too small and dim for typical amateur telescopes and binoculars, but it is well within the brightness range for telescopes used by professional astronomers. It's 76 degrees at 12:19. Today's vital statistics are next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Today is Saturday, September 28th. Peter B. Regnery, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 this afternoon at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regnery Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Peter Regnery is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Barbara, a brother, Patrick and Deborah Regnery, three sisters-in-law, Deborah K. Regnery, Judith T. Regnery, and Linda S. Regnery, six nephews and a niece. Peter B. Regnery, age 81. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Baskerville. Burial will be at the Czech National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline Stockton is survived by five children, Deanna and Carlton Kwame of Alberton, Montana, Richard and Mary Jo Snorick of Stoughton, Colleen and Ray Hazard of Fitchburg, Rhonda and Rick Milland of Kenosha, and Kim and Jim Trum of Baskerville. 15 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, a great-great-great-granddaughter, and numerous stepchildren. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died Monday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg is survived by his sister, Cecilia Parker, four nieces, a nephew, three great-nieces, and a great-nephew. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Carley is survived by his soulmate, Sue, two daughters, Jennifer Carley and Jill Carley and Jesse Radke, all of Richland Center. Brothers and sisters, Lyle and Sue Carley, Lynn Carley and Dwayne Jewell, Kenda and Ed McConkey, Karen Carley and Lauren Carley, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Courtney and Brandon Wetter had a daughter, Stella Marjorie.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship combines with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Schmidt Woodland Hills has efficiency and 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available for immediate occupancy. If you have been thinking that now might be the right time to downsize and simplify your life, our apartment community might be just what you're looking for. Many features and services are available, including a variety of floor plans, parking garages, weekly housekeeping, fully equipped kitchens, utilities, and flexible meal plans. Not sure our apartments are within your reach? Take some time and let us show you just how affordable apartment living can be. Call now, 608-647-8931. And ask for Bobby Stolz.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Anniversary wishes go out today to John and Maureen Keene, Rick and Sandy Sturdivant, Bobby and Krista Miller, Craig and Lisa Johnson, Larry and Erica Hensley, Mike and Karen Ernst, Matt and Laura Vellicott, and a happy 50th anniversary to Vicki and Floyd Anderson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, this unusual sunny, warm weather continues across the region. Meanwhile, just southeast of our area, still a big swirl of clouds and rain from the remnants of Hurricane Helene, causing showers in parts of Illinois, Indiana, down through Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia area. That'll be missing us and staying off to the southeast. Meanwhile, high pressure remains in control. We will watch a cold front dip in from the northwest, though, by Monday night. That'll usher in cooler temperatures temporarily for Tuesday, feeling more fall-like, before another surge of milder air comes in Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. There could be another front trying to move in toward the end of the week with a couple of stray showers, not out of the question. Otherwise, for the rest of today, sunny and warm, of course, for this time of the year as temperatures reach the low 80s, northwest to north wind 5 to 15. Clear tonight with areas of fog after midnight, low at 52. Tomorrow, sunny and continued wonderful with a high of 80 degrees, northeast wind between 5 and 10. Sunday night, clear with some patchy fog later on, low at 49. Monday, mostly sunny, warm once again with a high of 81 degrees. As we head into Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cool, low 50 with a high of just 65. Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild, the wind will gradually increase. Low 37, high 72. Thursday, partly sunny, fairly warm. Low 47, high 75. There is a slight chance of a couple of showers Thursday night. And ahead to Friday we go. Variably cloudy, scattered showers possible. Low reaching the low 50s with highs in the mid-70s. Enjoy that great weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 49. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 77. The record high for this date set in 1954 is 87. The record low, 27, was set in 1991. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 56. Sunset tonight will be at 6:48 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:56. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.99. Relative humidity is 52% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montree, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair.
Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Kevin Smith with "Oh Babe, What Would You Say?" He was Hurricane Smith was his stage name. He was an engineer for the Beatles, and he went on his own solo singing career at age 50 and came up with that name of Hurricane Smith. How are we doing this Saturday afternoon? Great to see you all out there in Radio Land as I clean off my glasses. Here are the Bee Gees. You know what? You should be dancing. Hop to it. Here we go.
Hey! much love within me for you.
Those were the New Colony 6, I Will Always Think About You. Here are the Mamas and the Papas, Glad to Be Unhappy.
Fool's rushing, so here I am.
If you'd only play my game, You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmer to schmoo. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
Miss Peggy Lee, I don't know enough about you. We are going to break to hear from our commercial sponsors very briefly, and when we come back, we've got a little bit of Chuck Berry after these messages.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Wauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Wauston.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Your elderly parents need to socialize with people their own age. I know. I took care of my own 87-year-old mother. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. I thought I had given my mom everything, including a lived-in caregiver, when I realized how she came to life whenever she was with folks her own age. She showed me that the need to socialize is second only to the need to be with family. At Harvest Guest Home, our residents socialize daily with people their own age. These are folks with similar backgrounds, interests, and most importantly, memories of the same good old days. Harvest Guest Home provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how socialization benefits our residents. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
No particular place to go. Chuck Berry. Welcome back. These are the Carpenters with their beautiful Rainy Days and Mondays.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I wind up here with you.
Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Your love is lifting me high.